This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns without additional hardware to purchase. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
On Thursday's front page, the latest New York Times CBS News poll finds widespread dissatisfaction with President Obama and with voters' own members of Congress. She won the Republican Senate primary in Delaware, but Christine O'Donnell is keeping the GOP establishment at arm's length. And a curious trend at the intersection of fashion, sports, and crime here in New York, a lot of perps wear Yankees caps. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story, the latest New York Times CBS News poll finds voters are down on Democrats, but they like Republicans even less. The poll suggests the mood of the country is somewhat similar to 1994 when the GOP swept control of Congress. This time around, 53% in the poll are dissatisfied with the way things are going in Washington, 20% are angry, and 78% say it's time to elect new people to Congress. When it comes to President Obama, 59% said he doesn't have a clear plan for solving the nation's problems, but 72% said neither do congressional Republicans. In Delaware, Christine O'Donnell was keeping her distance from the GOP establishment, this after winning the Republican nomination for the Senate in Tuesday's primary. She beat Congressman Michael Castle, who had the backing of Republican leaders. On Wednesday, she said she'd accept the support of Washington Republicans, but she doesn't feel she needs it. So, is O'Donnell affecting the national political landscape? Times reporter Kate Zernike looks at that.
It's still going to be a wave election, and I think the tide is for the Republicans right now. Because it remains to be seen whether the Tea Party can get the numbers to bring people out in the general election. You know, in the primaries, it's a lot easier to win in a primary election. I mean, in Delaware, we're talking about, 40,000 people voting. Not a lot of people.
Times reporter Kate Zernike. Here in New York, Carl Palladino raced to an upset victory in the Republican primary for governor. Now he's promising to pull out all the stops against Democrat Andrew Cuomo. Palladino said he'd go after Cuomo like General Patton. Palladino said he'd exploit what he called Cuomo's immaturity and his ego. Europe is trying to kick its dependence on coal. That means the European Commission is fighting a complicated battle against government subsidies that kept coal-fired plants going. The last one in Hungary is scheduled to shut down at the end of the year. So is the mine that produced the coal to feed it. That's going to mean layoffs for thousands of miners and hard times for the town that gets its heat from that one plant. Also on Wednesday's front page, why Yankees caps dominate the crime blotter here in New York. Bank robberies, daylight holdups, gym locker heists. The one thing they probably have in common is what the culprits were wearing. Some criminologists blame the popularity of Yankees caps on gangster rappers. Others say criminals identify with the team's aura of money, power, and success. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns over your car or SUV's audio speaker system without additional hardware to purchase. You can also save several destinations you may use frequently, such as home, and Sync will guide you there. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, top State Department and military officials are at odds over giving Yemen $1.2 billion in military aid. Yemen is turning into a testing ground for the Obama administration's approach to countering the threat from al-Qaeda. Opponents of the aid are worried American weapons could end up in the hands of President Ali Abdullah Saleh's enemies. In the New York Report, a missing painting turned up, but the case is far from closed. The painting is by 19th-century French realist Jean-Baptiste Corot. It was found on the street and kept safe by a Fifth Avenue doorman who took it to the police. How it disappeared in the first place has yet to be explained. It's valued at between $500,000 and $700,000.
President died 44 minutes ago, 1 o'clock Central Standard Time in Parkland Hospital in Dallas.
That's longtime NBC News correspondent Edwin Newman anchoring a radio report on November 22, 1963. Newman was a foreign correspondent in the 1950s, a regular on the Today Show in the 1960s, and later on did news breaks during the day. He was once described as a Renaissance man who spoke with the growl of a rusted muffler. He also paid close attention to other people's grammar and language. Edwin Newman died last month. His family announced it on Wednesday. He was 91. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.